Speaking of Reliability, a podcast with good friends talking with you about reliability engineering topics. Welcome to Speaking of Reliability. Today's short is brought to you by Adam Barrett.
So many times when I engage with new design teams, I start with pushing them to define, you know, use case and to fully define all the parameters of a use case. And it's a big deal because it's a cornerstone that can't shift once you're in a program. Because if you have created a use case and that's the input for your reliability test, and then you change your use case, you really have high likelihood of invalidating your reliability test results, and you have to go back and do it again. So it's a big deal that you get that squared away and having it represent the parameters that are important to you, both from the business side, marketing side, customer satisfaction, warranty, that it will, as an input to other activities, give results you can use to demonstrate those. And one funny story I have, and it's just one of these where you couldn't have planned it. It's hysterical. Is I was working doing a project as a consultant for, you know, with Apex Ridge for a medical company, and they had a device that would go. It was a medical device that would go on a pole. You know, picture like an IV bag pole kind of thing, but it was an electronic system. And, you know, so of course, with that kind of a base, you know, you have the risk of it falling over, you know, what'll happen. And they were doing a lot of design work with kind of more of the simple standard, like somebody's holding it and drops it and, you know, falls off a counter if that. But I was like, you know, this is really on a pole a lot of the time. And falling from a pole is not the same as from falling off a counter because because of the pivot point, you get an acceleration. It's higher than your average counter. So, you know, this would be up in the air. And, you know, and I said it is a really realistic thing. And even though you're not, you know, expecting it to be used that way, and you would, you know, if you were there, say, hey, we didn't design to do that. Nonetheless, it's going to happen and you are going to be accountable. And I said, I'm not just making that up. Can I show you a video on my phone? And the timing couldn't have been better. So my daughter, who at that time, she's probably like six or something, had to go to the hospital for a few days. She had a simple issue, but she had to be in the hospital for a few days. And this is my high energy one. This is my high energy kid. Trying to keep her, it's hard to get her to sit through dinner without, she always ends up finishing dinner by dancing somehow or whatever. And so having her in a hospital bed for a few days, even sick, was, you know, the poor kid, she was dying to get up and do stuff. So, they made the mistake of leaving me alone with her, cause she and I always get into trouble. And, she was feeling better finally. And she was walking around and kind of holding, she had to have a pole with her. It had a bag and some other stuff on it, you know, an IV bag. And, she was walking, you know, she was just kind of enjoying walking around and whatever. And she was like, Dad, can I ride it? Like she wanted to go along with it, run with it, and then jump on it, you know, like a scooter. You know what an IV pole bag looks like. It has really short legs and a high, you know, like high center of gravity, going to flip over, of course, with a six-year-old on it. So, right. So parent of the year over here, I'm like, yeah, totally. Like I just felt bad she wasn't doing stuff. So anyway, we know how this ends. So she, you know, I got it. I'm like, oh, I'll get it on video. You know, it's posted on, you know, social media for the family to see she's better, you know. And so we got one or two good runs, and then the third one, she went over. So here I am taking a kid that's sick, having her flop down on a hard floor face first, and the bag goes down and everything on it. And I got it on video too, so for the courts when they're trying to decide if I'm a fit parent. And so I had that video, and I said, not only, guys, do I think it's a possibility this could happen, it just did. Here's a video, and I got to show the customer, my daughter, I guess in some sense, doing a use case 7 before it was called use case 7. So it runs in the family.
Thank you for listening to today's Speaking of Reliability short. We look forward to hearing your stories. Head over to ascendoreliability.com/go/SOR and let us know what's been pivotal in your career. What have you learned that has made a difference?